Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all the saints of God which reside in St. Johnsonville. Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We're looking at half-baked Christians, half-baked churches. Our scripture text is Hosea 7:8, which states, Ephraim, he have mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Lord, Heavenly Father, Holy Trinity, we come in the name of Jesus, beseeching, asking that you would bless us this morning, as once again we turn to your word for instruction. And not just for instruction, but instruction in righteousness. Create in us, O God, by means of this lesson, convictions. Let us have convictions. Let us have things we stand on, positions we hold. Let us not be wishy-washy like most of Christianity. Let us not be as in many churches where anything goes. Let us not be Ephraim who has mixed himself among the people. Yes, we should be Ephraim, but not an Ephraim mixed, but an Ephraim standing on the promises and the word of God. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. Give us a spine. Give us a backbone. Strengthen us, O God. Let us not fear man or fear sinful indoctrination, but let us stand with the Bible held up high. The world know that the word of God is our word, that the word of God is our constitution. Bless us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's Thursday, May the 26th. I can't believe this month is almost gone. And we are looking at the phrase or the word, the people. Ephraim says the text, Ephraim or the church have mixed himself among the people. The ungodly, if you will. The people here are the ungodly, the unsaved. The word people is a generic term for people groups or nations. So, I mean, people simply means the nations. Ephraim, who was supposed to be a separated people, have not maintained their separation and has mixed, this word yesterday, to mix means to mingle and not just mingle but then become entangled. It means to, we're combining, we're putting ourselves, we're fusing ourselves. Listen, it's to incorporate, to meld, to marry, to jumble, to coalesce. Ephraim has joined other people, and Ephraim has lost his distinctive characteristics and qualities. When you look at the people of God from the very beginning, mixed multitudes, or for joining the people of God, has been troublesome. For example, I want to draw your attention to Exodus 12. Exodus, when the people came out of Egypt. Notice what the text says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 38. We'll start reading at verse 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them. Notice, a mixed multitude. Now, the mixed multitude were not members of any of the tribes of Israel. In fact, they were non-Israelites. These are people from different people groups that had been enslaved in Egypt, and they had their own culture. They had their own ethnicity, if you will. They had their own religion. And they're just lumped together. They're just called the mixed multitude. It's a mixed bag. You know, when you go shopping and it says mixed pair of socks or mixed whatever, and you don't know what you're getting. You just don't know what you're getting. When you get something mixed, you can get some good, you can get some bad, but you get a mixture. And so the text is warning us here. What the Bible is saying is Moses and Aaron were so overwhelmed with leading the people out that this group slipped in. They slipped in. Unbeknown to Moses and Aaron, this mixed multitude came along, or let's just say Moses and Aaron knew about it. Well, it was a sin to let these people come because they brought with them their religion, which was not the worship of God, the one true God. They brought with them their culture, their history. You know, people are going to hold on to their history. People are going to hold on to their cultural beliefs. It's just what people do. And so here, without any saving, they're not saved. They're just, listen, Pharaoh is just, he just lost his firstborn son. Slaves are just, they're just leaving. Not just the Israelites, but anyone who can just pack their stuff and go, they're going. And you can say, really, that there were 13 tribes that left. The 12 tribes of Israel plus this mixed multitude. And notice, it's a multitude. It's a lot of people. And a mixed multitude went up also with them. They weren't supposed to go, but they snuck in. They snuck in. So, this was always a problem. Turn to Numbers 11. Here's just one example. In Numbers 11, it says, "And the mixed multitude was among them that fell a-lusting." You see, the culprits in this chapter, the people who caused the ruckus, the people who caused the people of God to sin, were the mixed multitude. You can see how they infiltrated and how at times they brought an evil effect. And this is why in a church, we have to make sure that anyone who joins as a member is really saved. You cannot have as members unsaved people. That would make them a mixed multitude. Only the saved, only the redeemed, only the born again, only the born of the Spirit can be admitted into membership. Unsaved, now, they may be good people. Good, I mean, you know, socially. They may have great jobs and make good money and are reputable citizens. But Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again." That's it. That's the standard that Jesus sent. Now, there may be a lot of moral people in the community, upstanding people, but that doesn't make them members of the church. They have to be born of the Spirit. If we let these people in, if we give them membership because they're good citizens, we are allowing the mixed multitude to come in because at some point in time, these people have a carnal mind. Moral, yes. Carnal mind also. And the carnal mind is at war with God. The carnal mind will not subject themselves to the word of God. So somewhere down the line, these people will cause trouble. They always have in the Bible. The mixed multitude always causes trouble. I'll give you another example. Turn to the book of Nehemiah. This was something that plagued the people of God throughout their whole history. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 3. Nehemiah 13, 3. Let's start reading at verse 1. "And on that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and there was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they heard the law," when they heard the reading, the rehearsing of the law of God, "that God's people separated from all the mixed multitude." See, they had people in there that shouldn't have been in there, and because they were not exposed to the word of God, they didn't know any better. But once they read the word of God, they said to the mixed multitude, bye-bye, to submit to the word of God. Now, Ephraim mixed himself. Ephraim went headlong into mixture. He mixed himself among the people groups. The people groups who have their own, what? Cultural traditions, their religious views and religious cults and doctrines. It's not so much about ethnicity, because the Bible says in Acts 17, verse 25, that out of one blood, Adam and Eve, God made all men. So it's not about race, because there's only one race. There's not different races. There's just one race. That said, there are many ethnicities, ethnos, from the Greek, nations, nation groups. There are many nations, but one race. And so here, these people, these mixed multitudes, these nation groups, they all have their cultural traditions, which are anti-Bible. They have their religious beliefs, which are anti-Bible. And Ephraim entangled himself with these people. He incorporated himself. He melded. He fused himself. And in so doing, he did what was forbidden in Scripture, because the Bible tells us, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So that's what Ephraim did. And as such, Ephraim was lost. Now you ask any Jew, where are the 10 tribes of Israel? They'll tell you they're lost. Remember, Ephraim represented those 10 major tribes of Israel. Judah was Judah and Benjamin. Ephraim in the north, the 10 tribes. Judah in the south, 2 tribes. When you add 10 and 2, is 12. This split came about because of Solomon's sin. God said to Solomon, because you have sinned, because you have married many wives, because you've mixed yourself with these women, and you have adopted and worshiped their gods, I will rend the kingdom from you. And God gave to Solomon's adversary, Jeroboam, God gave to him 10 tribes, and he left Solomon with 2 tribes. That's where the split came. And every one of the kings of the north, every one of the kings of the kingdom of Ephraim was wicked. And they kept mixing and they kept mixing and they kept mixing and they kept mixing. And you ask any Jew today, ask any one of the Jewish faith who goes to synagogue, what happened to the 10 tribes? They were lost. We know not what's become of them. They became so intertwined with the people that we can't identify them today. They're lost forever. You see, my brothers and sisters, this is the same thing confronting the church today. It's not called mixing with the nations. It's called ecumenism. Ecumenism is where Satan, via the Antichrist, is trying to set up a one-world religion, where all the religions become tolerant. They made up their minds to coexist. You may be driving one day and you may see a bumper sticker at the end of one car and it says coexist, and you have a Jewish symbol, you have a Christian symbol, you have a New Age symbol, you have all the symbols. A Buddhist symbol, you have all the symbols of all the religions, you have an Islamic symbol, and this bumper sticker says coexist. In other words, let's fuse ourselves together. Let's jumble all of these religions together. Let's incorporate them and meld them together and coalesce them. This way we can have peace among each other. And God says to that, that's an abomination. Ecumenism. When you become ecumenical, you have to tolerate all of the doctrines of demons and all of the practices that God calls an abomination. You have to tolerate them. You would have to tolerate the fact that Jehovah is not the only God, but there are many gods. And to this, God is opposed. So Ephraim has mixed himself with the people. He has become ecumenical. And in so doing, you can't find Ephraim today. Ephraim is history. Because it's another way of Satan killing off the people of God. Oh, he'll tell you, come, join us. We're all about love. We're all about tolerance. But in the end, Satan is out to eliminate Ephraim. Now, he doesn't tell you that. He does not tell you that, but that's his master plan. And so we conclude with saying, Ephraim, sadly, has mixed himself among the nations of the earth who are under the control of Satan. And with that, we conclude, because I'm receiving a call from the church. God bless you.